The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time here on Just Measures Radio Network. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles.
Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man. And I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
Now you listen to me.
Who the hell are you?
You know. You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
You what? I don't have a damn clue who the hell you are.
Yeah, you do.
That's right.
Now, say my name.
John Galt on the Teotihuacan Radio Show, live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the Just Measures Radio Network.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there. Washington.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we going to put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds. And if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench. And we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
The views expressed in the following broadcast are not necessarily those of Just Measures Radio or the owners or sponsors thereof. Any and all mention of laws, ordinances, or policies are not to be construed as legal advice or necessarily all-inclusive. The listener bears all responsibility in verifying this information. Be advised that this broadcast may be inflammatory to those with thin-skin, lymph wrists, and room temperature IQs. Furthermore, the statements expressed by the host may contain information known to the state of California to inspire free thinking and may promote unexpected growth of testicles and backbone. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Here we are.
I remember all so well.
A lot of excitement in Ferguson, Missouri tonight, as predicted, and I figured probably it'd be a little worse, a little faster, but I did figure that they would do this no matter what the verdict was, no matter what the outcome of the grand jury, no matter what they found. These people are just looking for a reason, doesn't matter what. The family, you know, I give them a little bit of credit saying, that they didn't want any violence. Oh, by the way, welcome to the shooting bench. It is Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend. We'll talk about mine in just a minute. 24th of November. And the Brown family, who, by the way, is a black family. No, anyway. Calling for peace and no riots and this, that, and the other. But then they say they're disappointed at the outcome. Regardless of the amount of facts, they had already decided what they wanted. The officer was already tried and convicted, and they're just waiting for the execution. And it didn't make any difference what kind of facts, how long they spent on this, how long the grand jury deliberated, what kind of evidence they presented. Doesn't matter. They still wanted the officer hung, no matter what. It's just the whole thing is absurd to me. It's absolutely crazy. But as expected, here they're. I'm watching it right now, and they're turning over police cars and breaking into buildings, McDonald's, and all these places, a market there, and stealing stuff and burning cars and hang on, my lovely wife. My lovely wife's almost not dressed. I like the old number sign. Go ahead. What are you showing me? Good night, sweetie. Hold on. I have something here.
Nothing to share with them. That's why I was waiting.
Oh, okay. Stand by just a minute. Imagine my surprise. I thought about that today. Actually, I wondered how long this was going to... Okay, you guys stay with me just a minute. We have some breaking developments here that I can't share with you just yet. Alrighty then. Well, oh, I wish I could share that with you. By the way, I guess my chat is working. I don't know what the heck happened.
Smoke and pepper spray now.
Yeah, police using smoke and pepper spray on the crowd. Gunshots a while ago. Fires all over the place. Well, just as we suspected. No surprise here at all. Anyway, I'll share a little bit of that stuff with you a little later here. But this weekend, Saturday, we had another 8-hour disaster preparedness seminar, and as we expected, it was about half the size. It wasn't even half the size of the last one. Last one was pretty good size. We had 56 people in there. This one wasn't quite that big. We had about 20. Or so, 2022. But it was very productive. Who we got up there? John May. Whew, boy, that's a new one. I don't know who that is. John McConga. Okay, well, I will wait till you give me a clue here and see who you are. But I'm glad you joined us anyway. We had this class there on Saturday, and by the way, I had planned to get that survival tab order off today due to a couple of families that planned to order a lot. I've put it off till tomorrow. I know it's short notice for you guys if you want to get in on this sale, but if anybody wants any, you've got to have it to me sometime tonight. You can go to the website, go to theshootingbench.us, go to the store, click on survival tabs. You have two options there to get them in quantity or just a few. But it'll have to be tonight because the order will go in as soon as I get the phone call in the morning. So, Walgreens is burning. Queso, good to see you in here too. Anyway, the disaster preparedness seminars are starting to catch on a little better. Matter of fact, there's some people want me to come down to Mesa, about 180 miles from here or so, and do one down there. Some other people want me to do one over in Snowflake here real soon. And we have a combat medic class coming up on the 27th and 28th of December. And 13th of December... We'll have a, what am I doing 13th? Oh, going to Olympia, going to Washington for the big rally up there, the I-594 rally. We will not comply is the theme for that. If you guys haven't looked into that yet, you need to check it out. I can promise you one thing, that it will be a history-making event. Right, wrong, or indifferent, good, bad, whatever, it will be a history-making event. If you are in the Pacific Northwest somewhere and are able to make it up there, please try to join us for this rally. This affects every individual in the country, every gun owner, everybody. I mean, this is a matter of rights. It's not even just Second Amendment rights. It's rights, period. So speaking of rights, I don't know if she's in there tonight, but we'll be swinging by your house. Jason's going to be going with me up to Washington. He is probably the best, you know, probably is about it. He's the best assistant in my classes that I've ever had, and it'll be a pleasure to have him up there and work with him again for a little while. Let's see. Aussie Rogue, good to see you in here. I remember who you are. Glad to see you. I'm still trying to figure out this John Macon, Georgia. I don't remember that one. Oh, well, I'll figure it out now. The Peanut Rider, you know, I don't know what's happening up there. Gavin has got some really, really good commentary out on the what he expects up there, and how rioting is just another tyrant, and how that's not what he expected, and all of that, not what he expects of us. However, if there is an assault that we intend to respond in kind. But as far as making a big deal and causing any violence and burning things and breaking stuff, no, that's not our thing. That's not what we're going up there to do. So there's Nan Cole. Good to see you. Been quite a while. Got quite a few folks in here tonight that are either old-timers that hadn't been around for a little bit, or a couple of new ones. So, Queso, I don't believe we'll be pooping on any cop cars. We'll let the Occupy people do that. We are not going to lower ourselves to their standards. Speaking of lowering myself to standards, officially, as of yesterday, Southwest Shooting Authority will no longer be associated in any manner with Schatz Ranch. So if you are planning to do something out there, it will be without me. So that is it's a done deal, and it will not be happening anymore. Southwest Shooting Authority is going to arise from the ashes and rebuild, and it's going to take a little while, but we're gonna get her going again. So. And speaking of this trip and all these things that are going on, if you're not able to actually make it up there, it would be great if you could assist some of us that can. So that would be, if you're interested in donating to help with this, you can go to theshootingbench.us, go to the store, and down at the bottom next to the last item on there is donations, so that you can whatever increment that you'd like, if you want to. The best explanation, C7, is without getting into too much detail, integrity and friendship are for sale cheap out there, and so I'm not interested. Mine's not for sale. So anyway, it's a done deal. So I don't want any Don't want any fighting and fussing or anything with them. I just want to be done with it and get out of the way. So, Nan, thank you for that, all of you. And I am definitely sorry that it turned out that way more than anybody, because I put my absolute, I waited way too long. I've been putting a year in out there, and I should have turned it off a long time ago. So I don't know, Queso, I don't know what's going to happen with Jason right now. We'll see. This is, I'm not trying to encourage him to leave at all. This is his deal. I don't want anybody to ever think that I'm trying to jerk him out from under him or anything. This will be totally his decision, and I won't influence him in any manner in those regards. So I mean, we'll talk and we'll go train and we'll do all that stuff, but this will not be a topic of conversation as far as I'm concerned. So it's just it's done. That's it. Okay, let me go check here. I got some breaking news coming in. Let me see what this is. The Hunter is with us out there, and he's having a hard time. Can't see the chat room to type and all that stuff. Something has happened to the chat room, guys. I don't know what it is. So, yeah, C7, that was a large part of it, but the other one out there was the larger part. So, I'll get with Bobby tomorrow and find out what's going on, with the chat room and see if we can get this thing resolved. So, Hunter, if you can hear, then, that's gonna have to do, because this chat room is really messed up tonight. Okay, well, let me go and see. We've got a couple of stories here. I guess you guys heard about the 12-year-old kid that was killed by cops. It seems odd to me that this is happening so frequently. Now, I'll have to say that I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But I do know that the people that called 911, 12-year-old kid, had a BB gun, pistol, and was waving it around, pointing at people and whatnot. Now, I understand that on the one hand, you can say, well, it looked like a real gun and we couldn't take any chances. I understand that as well as anybody. And I teach people in our classes, you know, if people are going to do stuff like that, then they have to expect the consequences. But I think that there's probably circumstances in any situation like that that may be what you would call extenuating, maybe. And I think you can probably tell by the person's demeanor and what's going on. And, you know, if you have any experience with firearms, probably not too hard to tell. But besides that, if it was a little bit darker, if it happened fast, then you don't have to say the cops were, they did what they had to do. Having not been there, having not seen the actual video on it or anything, I couldn't say if it was a bad call or not. But I'm saying that there's often that there are other options. If they were close and this was a kid, I know that there's a lot of kids shooting kids and this is happening a lot. Now, the people that called, that made the 911 call, said right on the tape that they thought it was a fake gun. So that may be some indication. Of course, you can't always go by that either, because there's not always experts at the other end of the 911 line. You know, so more often than not, it's somebody that's scared out of their mind and doesn't have any frickin' idea what they're talking about. So there's no way to tell. But it just seems that, you know, for years and years, for generations, we didn't hear too terribly often of cops killing kids and killing innocent people. It happened from time to time. Of course it did. Some of that can be blamed on the innocent people. I mean, sometimes they're not always as innocent as they seem. Sometimes they're pushing the envelope to the max there, thinking that they're going to get over on somebody, you know, some kind of a joke or whatever. And they had the guy here in Sholo that had come down the stairs attacking cops with a sword. And I can tell you that they had no choice. There was no way, because he was coming down. If he took two or three more steps down the stairs, he would have been within sword distance. So there was no way that they had any other choice. You can't risk a taser or a stun gun or pepper spray or something like that when they are that close holding a 3 or 4 foot long sword. So, you know, I guess it frustrates me that there are so many shootings of innocent people, particularly kids nowadays. I realize sometimes there's just no other option, but I also realize that sometimes there are other options. And it just doesn't seem that they're being taken as often as they could be sometime. There's Anonymous in there, a kid killed with a Wii controller in his hand. Yeah, there's been some killed with everything from bananas to electric toothbrushes. You know, it just... now, there again, I have to say, now, believe you me, I'm the last one that's going to try to make excuses for these cops. I'll back them up to the hilt, to the death, if I think they're right. But I'll have to also say sometimes in, you know, between the adrenaline and the lighting conditions and noise and several other things that go on, I can see how that can happen sometimes. It just seems to me, though, that it's happening way too often nowadays. Double R's in there, our Wyoming boy. I'm glad you made it. Haven't seen you for a while. Everybody's watching what's going on in Ferguson. Dadgummit, it's quite a got buildings burning now and all kinds of stuff going. This is going to be an interesting night. I'm going to check that. I usually wake up. I don't ever sleep all that well, so I usually wake up two or three or four times in the night, and I think I'm going to do a check on the current news every once in a while here when I do that. Miss Pookie, glad to see you also. C7, and you can get with Infidel there, and you guys help me out, and we will get a class going up in your area, and I know where there's some good places, and I have all the proper stuff to set up a donga run up there. So you just tell me when you want to do it, and we'll get one set up in as part of a class and have a little fun on top of it. So. All right. Rights at Risk is multitasking here. Listening to me in a police scanner and watching the TV and everything else. Okay. Donga. Yeah, his aviator. We had at the ranch, we had a good donga run set up there. But, alas, it will not be happening there anymore. However, I have everything that is necessary to set up one every bit as good, if not better, than that one. So we'll get that done in places up around in that part of New Mexico. Lots of places where we could set up a good one up there. Okay, let's move on here. We had got another one here where the cops have gone in and pepper sprayed and tasered some homeschoolers in Missouri. There's a family suing the sheriff and another officer that entered their home without a warrant. Now, this is another thing that's ticking me off here for the last couple of years. So many warrantless searches that have no basis, no reason other than political or emotional stuff that, and they're getting away with it. You know, for every one that we find where it looks like justice is actually being served, there's 20 where it's not. It's just, it's absurd to me. I just don't understand. But anyway, they come in and tasered the father, pepper sprayed the mother, put the children in the custody of the social service folks. And so now, granted, in this case, the court ruled that the actions of this sheriff and a captain of Nottoway County, Missouri, did actually violate the U.S. Constitution. Resulted in the dismissal of charges of child endangerment and resisting arrest, so all that was dropped. But they're still being sued, and rightfully so. If someone tasers you or shoots you in the face with tear gas or pepper spray, then by golly, that you can't just say, "Well, you know, we're sorry. We didn't mean to do that, and the officers were wrong." You're damn right they were wrong. So there needs to be, it's just a shame that the taxpayers have to pay that bill, but I guess if the taxpayers have to pay enough of these bills, pretty soon that they will, they'll get the hint and change things come election time. This lawsuit's trying to, they're suing for compensatory, yeah, damages, punitive damages, and attorney's costs and fees, and brought on behalf of the couple by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Pretty strong group. And we'll see what comes to this. I'm going to mark this and see if we ever hear any more about it. The said the dad come in there and still stand up and shot him in the back with a taser. When the lady closed the front door, the cop started triggering the taser through the closed door. Then the other cop joined in. Together they forced the door open and found the couple laying on the floor. They slapped Laura, knocking her glasses off her face. Can you believe that? Threatened to shoot the family dog. I'm amazed that they didn't. That seems to be a regular thing nowadays. Threw a telephone across the room, called the lady a liar, handcuffed the parents, threatened to let the man fall down. It all took place in front of three children, 13, 10, and 8 years old, who were taken into state custody. They were there for months, it says. Be one thing, it was just overnight. You know, it'd be a little bit easier to deal with. It said they were gone for months. Court will not allow an exception to sanction warrantless entry into a private residence by pepper spray and taser. If the officer had a warrant in hand and such force was necessary, that is a different story, but those are not the facts in this case. The judge ruled all information the officers obtained was disallowed. The state has not offered sufficient, if indeed any, evidence of any exception that would justify a warrantless entry. So there's more to the story here, but it's it just goes on to show how the cops screwed up, and they're getting whacked for it, and that's a good deal. But I want to know why, what possesses these cops to do this to start with. I think that a lot of problems could be resolved if Andy and Barney were able to come back and do some... do things a little bit differently in a more civilized manner. I think it would be a good thing. Okay, well, all that being said, I think I'm going to we'll take a little break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Well, American man.
God bless America.
I'll be an American where at least I know I'm free.
American girls and American guys will
get you.
After she had me, two nurses to hold me and one nurse to slap me. Doctor turned to mama and he shook his head, wiped the sweat off his brow, and then he said, this boy's way off the charts as far as I can tell. Ooh, brr, mama, he's a double XL.
Shotgun blast, shotgun boogie.
Hi, I'm Coke Reynolds, inviting you to join me for the Shooting Bench PM, the evening edition. The Shooting Bench PM is your source for all things guns. Guns, hunting, reloading, firearms training, competition, and a host of other firearms-related topics.
Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Shotgun boogie. Draws a beat so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time.
The Shooting Bench PM does not include news or politics unless it is directly related to your gun rights. Thursday evenings from 9 to 11 p.m. Mountain Time, right here on Just Measures Radio Network.
I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shell.
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we want it to maintain. And that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Got a couple of less violent stories. One of them's kind of amazing and the other one's kind of amazing. There's a guy in Florida bought a $96,000 house at auction. I don't know if you guys heard this story or not. $96,000 he spent on this home. It's a nice little house. He mowed the lawn and got all ready and went inside and noticed something didn't smell very good and kept looking around and kept on. It wound up taking him to the master bedroom where he found a dead body. It was deteriorated so bad he couldn't even tell if it was male or female. Now, some of you that's been around some unfortunate circumstances know that smell doesn't go away for a long, long time, not easily. Matter of fact, they're probably better off burn the house down. But at any rate, it's kind of a weird story. Remember that we found a motel here a while back. That firewall, buddy, you're going to have to be on time if you want to catch all the good news, man. You can't just come in here in the middle of the night and expect to catch all the good stuff. Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff going on in Ferguson right now, that I can assure you. lots of stuff. And I keep watching the TV over here, and there's fires burning all over the place. Cops running all over, lights carrying on. Quite a show. Well, that's okay, Firewall. We'll forgive you this time. It's all right. Where were we at? Oh, we were talking about the motel here a while back. Remember we talked about the one where they... And how this happened, I can't imagine how this body had been there so long and nobody noticed it. But it was... You know how a lot of motels have these... beds kind of set on wooden boxes, you know, you can't put anything under there because it's set on a wooden frame that goes all the way to the floor and everything. Well, they found a body in there in a motel. I don't remember what prompted them to do it, but they'd been there long enough that it was mostly skeletonized and or maybe mummified would be the better way to put it. So I don't know how that happened, but anyway, we had here's another little short story, and then we're got a gun issue we need to talk about. This is let me check. Is Pumpkin Cat in there tonight, or Iowa Cat? Let me go check and see what the roll call is. Yeah, it looks like Pumpkin Cat's in there. Iowa Cat's not there, so half of the kitty committee is available. Well, Pumpkin Cat, being the cat lady, might have even heard this story. But there's a woman from New Mexico is missing a kitten. The kitten has been located. It was in Maine. Now, for you geography majors out there, Maine's a long ways from New Mexico. As the crow flies, the crow's going to be flying for a while before he gets there. So the problem is the lady ain't never been to Maine. She don't know anybody in Maine. They found the cat at an airport. It turned up at an animal refuge place by a man that found her inside a duffel bag outside a thrift store. So it appears to me that somebody just happening through Albuquerque, New Mexico, Albuquerque, and picked this cat up and took it to Maine. Evidently, I mean, the cat didn't just take off and go to Maine by itself. By the time it got there, it wouldn't be a kitten anymore. So I don't know exactly how all that took place. Anyway, they found it because they had a microchip, computer chip implanted in it some time back, and that's how they found out who it belonged to. Now, the sad part of this is that the cat's name is Spice. And it's still in Westbrook, Maine. Sadly, the owner can't afford to fly her home. So if I had Bill Gates's money, then I would send her, $500 or whatever it would take to get that kitten home. But maybe somebody will give her a hand and get that cat home. Anyway, okay, we had it. Let me tell you guys here. Now, there's some other changes going along with this Shots Ranch thing that you may not have known yet. Now, some of you have already been invited. Some of you are not Facebookers. But if you are, and I have not yet invited you, then you want to go. There's a new Facebook group out there called Dying is Not an Option. Huh, you ever heard that term before? Kind of like my book, huh? So, Dying is Not an Option. The Shots Ranch training group belongs to me. I started it. I put it all together. I have run it by myself from the beginning. And 1 week from yesterday, I'm going to pull the plug on it. I'm taking it all down. Everybody that is a member of that group is welcome to come over. As a matter of fact, I have put a post up there and invited everybody, if they wish, to come over to Dying is Not an Option. Dying is Not an Option is going to be a place that supports Southwest Shooting Authority. It's going to be all about training, not just firearms training, but survival and preparedness and all that kind of stuff. And if people are interested in being involved in that, I'm also taking down Southwest Weapons and Security. That one's been up for a long time. I'm running too many groups, and I want to narrow it down. So those two are going away and turning into the Dying Is Not an Option group. And so far, it's real good. I just started it last night, and it already has about 625 members. So it's going nicely. And I appreciate each and every one of you that has been on there. The no, BB Burner, that's one of the reasons I'm so irked about what's gone on out at the ranch, is I ruined two perfectly good, moderately successful businesses because I wanted the ranch to be successful, and I put everything I had into it, including two businesses. So needless to say, I have some hard feelings, but I'm not going to let it get to me, and I'm not going to start running people down, calling names and all that. It's water under the bridge. It is what it is. And it's not going to help me any by getting stupid about it. So I'm just letting it go, and we'll work on building it back up. So the Dying Is Not an Option. The link is just posted right up above you there, C7. So another group that we have that I started here locally. Now, this one is not an open group. It is a closed group. And it is only for people that I know personally, or people that know people that I know. How's that? I started it initially just for this area, and then I said, well, that's not productive or fair. I mean, there's a lot of people that have family and friends that would like to get in. It's a prepper group. It's called Pioneer Preppers. And if you do a search for it on Facebook, you can find it. It is strictly, solely, and completely, 100% absolutely about preparedness, survival, and training. And that's it. Not a lot of politics unless it's something that relates to preparedness. And if someone would like to, any of you would like to get in there, let me know. And I will see to it that you can join us and participate in that. Not a lot of members right now, around 50, I think. And that's fine. It wasn't meant to be a big, we're not trying to be the biggest prepper group on the internet. We just want to have something that's very productive. It is a closed group, Miss Pookie, but all you got to do is go in there and request a membership. Go to Pioneer Preppers, and I'll certainly let you in. I'm just trying to keep out the riffraff and cut down on the amount of BS and misinformation and foul language and all of that kind of stuff. So there, I just announced that, and we have four people right now wanting to get in Pioneer Preppers. So, yeah, that's all there is to it. It's that simple. There's another one. Wow. Okay. Well, let me see. Anyway, it looks like pretty much everybody's already figured this out. But I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the chat room anyway. Although there's they just stacking up here, waiting to be let in. My goodness. Well, I appreciate that, guys, all of you. I'm glad that you think seriously about this stuff. And the group that we have, I mean, the class that we had Saturday, there were a handful of people there, a small handful. Actually, maybe just like a little tiny baby handful, just a few. That we started talking about some of the things that are going on and what we expect, and their eyes kind of glazed over, and I don't think they were completely on board with some of the things that we talk about and what we expect. But overwhelmingly, most of the people were, I mean, hook, line, and sinker. They were into it just as hard as they could go. They took it very seriously, And it was great to see that, and I really appreciated it. Another thing we've got going here with all this training that we're doing, I have a guy that he's local here, or kind of local, and he used to work for Blackwater. He is a remarkable individual. And we're putting together some classes for close protection. And we started to do this strictly for private contractors and stuff. And we just say, you know what? There's probably a lot of people out there that would like to participate and learn some of those kind of skills. There's going to be some advanced weapon skills and some things that you're just not going to pick up at your local, you know, NRA range there. There'll be some very dynamic stuff and a lot of classroom time. There'll be a lot of time setting where we talk about the legal aspects of close protection and a lot of time on awareness, some very, very meticulous weapon handling. And so we're adding quite a few things to the menu here that Shots Ran or that Southwest Shooting Authority has to offer. So if you guys are looking at, and we're going to have quite a few classes out on the road. I don't really intend to create a facility other than a small shop here where I'll be doing gunsmithing and stuff like reloading and stuff. I don't really intend to get into the retail side of it at all. That could very well change, but I don't have any intention of it right now. And it's going to be mostly services, like I said, gunsmithing and training. And that way I can do get back into the Glock work and the AK modifications and that kind of stuff. So anyway, and as far as somebody asked a while ago about will Jason be a part of that, and I'm going to tell you again, I want everybody to understand, I'm not going to ask him. He was always welcome if he desires to, but I don't want anybody to ever think that I would try to take an employee away from someone. So I will not spend at 1 second trying to talk him into it. If he mentions it and wants to, then we will welcome him with open arms. But that's as far as that's going to go. And no, he's not listening out there as far as I know. So. Okay. Well, we're getting close here. Let me see. There's another deal. Let me go find it here. He's going to have this gun deal I wanted to talk about. There was some mention today, and I really had never given it a whole lot of serious thought because I'm just not interested in that kind of thing. But there were some guys that, wow. Jeez, oh, Pete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... Got that many, 9 people right now wanting to join the prepper group here. My goodness. Okay, let me hit these real quick and get them in there. Okay. All right, everybody's in. Thank you. This ought to make for some productive discussion there, because I know that all of you have great ideas and are willing to teach and willing to learn, and I think that's going to make a neat neat group out of this. So anyway, the thing that this question came up about, what kind of sites do you like, and do you subscribe to the canted rifle sites? And for those you don't know what that is, we got some of the guys that have scopes and stuff on there. There's a way that you can turn the rifle 45 degrees, or about somewhere around 45 degrees to the left for right-handed shooters. And there's a set of sights mounted kind of on the side of the gun, you know, not all the way over on the side, but, you know, at an angle. And what that's for is if you're too close to utilize your scope properly, or it's too dark or something like that, you cant the gun just a hair and use these iron sights that are mounted on the side. I gotta say, I see absolutely no use whatsoever. I think there's another one coming in there already. I see no use. And that's not to say that somebody with some certain types of vision problems and stuff, maybe it would work for you. I see no point in it at all. And I can say that, let's say, I don't know. I just can't see a good reason to do that. We had one guy that joined the discussion that thought that he did have a good reason, some kind of vision issues and stuff. And it's fine if it works for you. I mean, by all means, without a doubt, don't let me slow you down. If you think it works for you and it helps you shoot better and helps you shoot faster and will save your life, then I'll be damned. Don't ever think for a minute that I would say anything otherwise. But anyway, let me get in here real quick. I'll tell you a little bit about some of the discussion. Now, the question was here, how do you deal with the accuracy change? And I thought, well, you know, those sights are not there for long-range accuracy. You're not for sniper purposes. You're not going to be making headshots at 500 yards with that. They're for, you know, very modest ranges when you need a little bit of assistance there. And this guy had some vision issues that he felt that this really helped him. So, you know, whatever. If it works for you, believe you me, I'm all for it. Personally, I mean, since I don't feel that I need that, here are my thoughts on it. I've talked several times about the term that they use in real estate and investment, financial investments and stuff, a term called risk versus reward. And that would hold true also to shooting and gadgets and survival and the stuff that you buy, stuff that you do. Is it worth it? Is it something that you're going to use, once or twice in your lifetime, or once or twice, a year? Or is it something that you really do think that you may have a, and I use this when I'm carrying a gun. Let's say Wyoming and let's say Casper, Wyoming and Detroit, Michigan had identical gun laws. Let's say that it was a felony for you to be caught carrying concealed without a permit. Let's say there was no permit system. Let's say it was a felony for you to be carrying concealed in either one of these towns. In Detroit, if I look at the risk versus reward scenario, I think that the risk of getting caught may not be as high as the risk of needing that, as the risk of not having that gun, of something happening and not having the gun. So in that scenario, I would be very discreet, and I would probably risk that felony to have the gun. In Casper, Wyoming, the chances of needing that gun are so drastically reduced that I don't see a reason to risk the felony just to make a point. You know, just to say I've got the gun. So, does that make sense to you? Do you understand what I'm saying there? So, that being the case, if this little gadget, these little sights, are just something that is cool, that very expensive, and you think they're going to do something for you at some point accidentally just because the gun magazine said they might, then it's probably not worth having the extra stuff on there. It would seem to me that see-through sight mounts, even though I don't like them, would be better because you're keeping everything on the same plane, on the same line. But again, if it works for you and you're used to it and you can make those good, fast snapshots in a low-light environment or something with that, then, please jump on it. But the other thing with this is, back when I used to teach for Gabe Suarez and took some of Gabe's classes, we did what was called the Caveman EOTech, which was nothing more than point shooting, basically, with the rifle. Is you throw this thing up, you don't really have time to use that. If you see meat all the way around that gun, you pull the trigger, you're going to hit meat. I mean, there's just no way around it. So inside of 25 yards or so, maybe even farther, you just throw the gun to your shoulder, and if you're looking down there and you see body parts all around the gun, then pull the trigger. You are going to hit center mass somewhere. And with the rifle, and you do that with a rifle, handgun, either one, but the rifle, it's so easy. So, just think about that. Try it a little bit. Get out and get you a reasonable size silhouette and try that Caveman EOTech principle where you just throw the gun up, and if you can see pieces of people all the way around the gun, pull the trigger. You will hit, and you'll hit well. You'll be surprised how accurately and how predictably that you can make headshots at ranges that you wouldn't have thought possible by just not trying to concentrate so damn hard on the sights just because somebody told you you're supposed to. Look at the video I have on YouTube where I shot the handgun, the Glock, with no sights at all. I uninstalled them. The slide was bare. There was no reference whatsoever. And I was coming out of the holster, just about as fast as I could at 3, 5, 7, and 10 yards. And my shots were, I believe, if I remember right, 100% in center mass. So give it a shot, so to speak. I'm not trying to be funny. Give it a try and see if it works for you. I think you'll find that you can probably get along without some of those high-dollar gadgets and stuff, and do very well. So my idea is to be able to pick up anybody's gun in an emergency and throw that thing to my shoulder and make those fast, accurate snapshots without having to worry about, where it's sighted in or how to figure out a high-speed, low-drag ninja sighting system that they got on there or something like that. Just shoot. Just throw the thing up to your shoulder and shoot the damn gun. And I think you'll find that it will work very well for you. Okay, with all that being said, once again, I will be in Olympia, Washington for the big rally up there, 13 December. If any of you have a notion that you'd like to help me get up there, you don't have to donate. What you could do is go into the store and buy some survival tabs or buy some stuff in there and get something for your investment. How about that? So, all right, I'm going to get out of here, and I will see y'all tomorrow night, and I appreciate the heck out of you guys joining me. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Myself down to the fair and tell on Independence Day. Okay, let's call it a day. Thank you for joining me. Join me every Monday through Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time for the Shooting Bench right here on Just Measures Radio Network. Let freedom